Hello, I'm Jonathan Arbrough, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today I'll be continuing my ice cream adventures of the world and heading off to some more somewhat surprising places for ice creams to be so good as to make it onto my top ice creams of the world list. We start in Guatemala when we were on our epic South and Central American adventure in a town called Livingston. It is part of the mainland, but because of the Rio Grande River, it is totally cut off and only accessible by boat. We discovered a Guatemalan ice cream company that was started way back in 1948, and it had really one of the best chocolate ice creams I have tasted. We spent a week staying in Livingston, and I felt it was only right to go for an ice cream at the end of every afternoon, given the heat and, of course, supporting the local economy. By the end of the week, they'd run out of chocolate ice cream. As we continued on the same gap year adventure, we were in Mexico in a town called Puerto Escondido, which is on the Pacific coast. Where we were staying, there was a 2 kilometer endless stretch of beach with crashing violent waves. Now, I'm a really good swimmer, but even I would only go in up to about thigh height because these waves were so violent. Thankfully, around the corner, there were some beautiful coves with calm, gentle, lapping water, which is where we could swim and spend our days relaxing on the beach. It really is hard to believe that this was all part of the same Pacific Ocean. We ended every day's beach outing with a visit to our local ice cream shop. This was one with a real difference because the people who owned the ice cream shop made the ice creams themselves with frozen, freshly squeezed fruit juice and chunks of that same fruit. Mango, papaya, guava, granadilla, and so many more. I have to say, just listening to myself talking about this, I really wish I could be there now. The country where my final ice cream in my top list of ice creams of the world comes from may be the most surprising. It is Japan. Japan has the most incredible and vast array of flavors of soft serve ice cream. We encountered flavors from cherry blossom to sweet potato, wasabi to red bean, volcanic ash to bitter melon. I'm afraid those two were just a bit too far for me to try, but I did try many between and beyond. While we were on this trip, one of the towns we went to was especially for the ice cream. There was an incredible wooden bridge to walk over, which is actually a humped bridge that goes up and down in about 5 humps, all with stairs. So you really have to work hard to get to the other side, to the ice cream shop. But given that there were 100 flavors at this ice cream shop, it was well worth the effort. Something else that you find in Japan with all these different flavors as well is mini Kit Kats. Another huge surprise, but one we decided to sample quite often. There is one specific ice cream that I do want to talk about. We visited the Snow Monkey Nature Reserve, which takes an effort to get to because you have to take a few different trains to get there. These monkeys come down from the high Alps during the winter months and enjoy sitting in pools of hot spring water to keep warm. It was freezing cold when we were there, but we just could not pull ourselves away from watching them. I decided to sit on a rock while Annie was running around photographing these incredible monkeys. At this stage, my vision was down to just a small amount of peripheral vision. And while I was sitting there, I caught some movement from my side. I noticed a tiny baby monkey being curious about me. So I quietly called Annie to come over and have a look. The baby monkey got closer and closer and actually came and played with my arm. It was curious about my orange jacket. And despite it not being ice cream, it decided it needed to have a little lick to taste it. It was the most incredible experience. After all this cold, we decided we should go to the cafe at the edge of the national park for some hot chocolate. As we walked in, Annie told me they were offering green apple flavored soft serve ice cream. Well, we forgot about the hot chocolate very quickly and decided we had to sample this ice cream. While I could not see the color of the ice cream, Annie described it as being exactly correct for a crisp green apple. The smell was perfect, exactly that. We were lucky enough to be there for a couple of days, and the next day we repeated both the snow monkey visiting and the ice cream. Both were just as magical as they had been on our first experience. I hope you'll join me in my tradition of always trying an ice cream when you go on your travels. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.